A major concern is Ukraine's radical group, the Right Sector, which is trying to become a political force in the country. According to Lavrov, John Kerry praised the Right Sector's move towards mainstream politics, but the EU recently condemned the group. RT's Polipoiko has more.
Catherine Ashton has denounced Right Sector. She's calling on them to refrain from violence, to give up their arms, and to basically stop behaving undemocratically. Now, this is a group that right now is besieging the parliament in Kiev, calling on the interior minister to resign. So finally, we have an admission from the EU that there are some very dangerous forces amongst those that brought about the coup in Ukraine. But the timing of this statement is nuanced, to say the least. Throughout this crisis in Ukraine, the US and the EU have been very much in support of the protest movement. The then foreign minister of Germany even went to Maidan to pledge his support. That's despite the fact that Russia has repeatedly called on its Western partners to reassess the situation, to take a look at who it is they're supporting. But Right Sector now, it has become a major violent force in Ukraine. The arms that Catherine Ashton was talking about are allegedly stolen by Right Sector from weapons depots during the unrest. They're linked to violence against anti-Maidan activists, to deaths in eastern Ukraine. And the group's leader, well, he's wanted in Russia for instigating acts of terrorism. And this is a man, by the way, that's running for presidency in Ukraine.